Lag Bomer is coming up this week, and Lag Bomer is known as the day that Chachmas HaNistar was revealed in this world. And in an unrelated note, I happen to have just turned 39 years old, so I have to start thinking about whether when I hit the age of 40, if I'm supposed to be starting to learn Chachmas HaNistar. So I was trying to think about where this comes from, the idea that you need to be 40 years old to learn Kabbalah. Meaning, is that a halacha somewhere that you're not allowed to learn Kabbalah until you're 40? Came across recently in the Daf Yomi, a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Ayin Aleph, where the Gemara discusses the certain elements of the Shem Hashem that were only given over to Yechidim, that were only given over to individuals by their Rebbeim, and were not public knowledge, were not darshaned publicly. And the Gemara tells us that there are three different Shemos Hashem that the Gemara discusses. There's the Shem Ben Arba Osios, the Shem Hashem that has four letters, that was only Yudke Vavke, where the deeper meaning of it and the pronunciation of it was only given over to Talmidim either once every 7 years or twice every 7 years. Then the Gemara talks about the Shem Ben Shtemes Reosios, the 12-letter name of Hashem, that initially they would give it Lekol Adam, they would teach it to anybody. But Misharabu Apritzim, when there were too many people who were using it too much, only the Tznuim Shebekuna received this name, and the Tznuim Shebekuna are considered to be the people who can be trusted with it. The Gemara says if you wanted to know that shame, you would have to listen very carefully as the Kohanim were singing by the Duchening, and the one Kohen Gadol who knew that name would say it under his breath, and you can maybe chap, and you can hear that name. But apparently it was not widely known. And then the Gemara talks about the Shem Ben Arba'im Ishtayim Osios, the 42-letter name of Hashem, Ein Mosno So Elalami, Shetzanua, the Anav, the qualifications a person has to have. He has to be Tzanua, he has to be very modest, he has to be an Anav, he has to be a very humble person. And this is the part that caught my eye, the Omeid Bechatzi Yamav. And he has to be Bechatzi Yamav. What does Bechatzi Yamav mean? The Rishonim in the various places where that term comes up in Shas, comes up in Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis, Yud Gimel around there, but Tan de Be'elio also, that someone was Meis Bechatzi Yamav. Whenever we have that expression in Shas, the Rishonim generally say it means 35 years old. Yimeishnos of Shaladam is 70 years, is Shivim Shana, Chatzi Yamav is 35. So who do we teach the shame of 42 letters to? Someone who's 35. And also Ve'eno Kowe, someone who doesn't get angry, etc. Someone who's easily forgiving, who doesn't harbor resentment in his heart against somebody. But apparently the age that the Gemara identifies for this type of Chachmas HaNistar is 35. So where does 40 come from? The Shach in Yerideas in Reish Mem Vav, Sif Katan Vav, discusses Chachmas HaNistar a little bit. The Shach is commenting on the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says, is actually commenting on the Ramah, where the Ramah says, that the Ramah writes over there in Reish Mem Vav that that Talmud Bavli, which is Balul, B'mikra, Mishra, Gemara, a person is Yotze, Mikra, Mishra, and Talmud, just by learning Talmud Bavli. Ve'en l'adam adam lilmod kiyum, Mikra, Mishra, Gemara, v'aposkim, and imshach me'achareyem. U'b'zeh yikne olam hazeh ve'olam haba. All a person needs to learn in order to acquire olam hazeh and olam haba is Mikra, Mishra, and Talmud. Period. Full stop. Nothing else. Poskim. That's it. Nothing beyond that. Avalo b'limud shara chachmos, but not other chachmos. But Be'akrai, a person wants to learn Shara Chachmos, he can, as long as he doesn't learn Sifrei Minin. And he says that's what we call Tiul Bepardes. A person should only be Metayel Bepardes, this mysterious Pardes, after his Malei Kreso Basar V'Yayin, when he fills his stomach with meat and wine, and he knows Isser V'Heter V'Dinei HaMitzvos. So over there, the Shach gets to a long discussion about what Pardes is, what Nistar is, what it means to be Malei Kreso Basar V'Yayin. But in that context, he writes, I just said, V'Yesha Kasvu, at the end of the Shach Sivkat and Vav, Shalo Lilmud Kabbalah Achi Yehe Ben Arba'im Shana, Kamo Shakasvu, Kamo Shamru Ben Arba'im Labina. That a person who at the age of 40 reaches the age of Bina, and therefore he should only learn these things when he reaches the age of 40. v'shgam shetzarach kedusha utaru zrizus and akiyus lazeh v'rova mispartzim la'alz b'chachmazu kodem azan as man aroi kom to blowes. And he says if you try to get involved too early, it's not good for you. It's not a healthy thing to try to achieve this chachma before the age of 40. So the Shach and the Ber Heitav on the spot also seem to be the primary sources that relate to the age of 40. The Shach says that he's quoting from Mekubalim. Kivi Naiman sent me this morning a whole article that someone had written, forgot the name of the author, about this issue. And he quotes in that article from the Orachama. The Aracham is Perish on the Zohar HaKadosh from the author of Chesed Avraham. In his Hakdama, he says that in order to achieve Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, Mishnah and Talmud, there's a certain set time. It's finite. The amount of Mishnah and Talmud that there is finite. So that's why you have Mishnayos that say Ben Chamesh LeMikra, Ben Esa LeMishnah, Ben Tesvav LeTalmud. But when it comes to the Chachmas HaNistar, he says it's infinite. And that's why he says a person can live 2,000 years. The age of 40, he starts, and he just keeps on going and going and going and going. There, it's an infinite amount of knowledge in Chachmas HaNistar. In fact, he quotes in the Sefer Kesem Paz and Parshas Vayeshev, the neshama is not chal on a person until he's 40 years old, and therefore that neshama is ready for Chachmas HaNistar. He questions it because the Ari in Shara Gilgulim seems to assume not that way, seems to assume that that's only for a neshama chadasha, as opposed to a Gilgul, and that's maybe it's 20 years old, not 40 years old. So where do we have any rayas one way or the other? There is a Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel where there's a conversation between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Ta'a gamreich b'maisa merkava. Come, let me teach you maisa merkava. What's the response? Lo kasha'i. I'm not old enough, so I can't learn maisa merkava. Rabbi Yochanan writes over there, what does it mean I'm not old enough? Gil Chamishim. I'm not yet 50. So over here we have another number. But what we're seeing over here is in Kiddushin Ayin Aleph of 35, in the idea of 40 in the Shach, the idea of 50 perhaps in this Gemara in Meseches Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara over there tells us, Rabbi Ami says that we're not Moser Sisrei Torah unless someone has Chamisha Devarim, five qualities. One of them is Sar Chamishim. So and that's the way the Rashi over there understands Sar Chamishim, is that he's got to be 50 years old. Less than 50 years old, we don't give Sisrei Torah. The Marshan, the Chidush HaGadol, says Mikan Tshuva LaAnashim HaMevalim Kol Yemeihem BeKabbalah Gam BeYaldusam, that this should be a response to those who waste all their time learning Kabbalah even in their youth. And the Yaivitz points out that the Marsha was not against learning Kabbalah. The whole Chidush HaGadol of the Marsha is based on Kabbalah. What the Marsha was against was people learning Kabbalah at an early age. So that certainly is the argument to be made that Kabbalah should only be learned when one is at a later age in life. What's the argument on the other side? So in the Sefer HaBris, Chelek Aleph Maimer Dalet, Perek Yud Dalet, again quoted in this article, he points out just a historical fact. How old was the Ari HaKadosh when he died? How old was the Ramchal when he died? So all of the great Kabbalists, the greatest of the Kabbalists, died before the age of 40. So it's unlikely that one needs to be 40 years old to learn Kabbalah. Furthermore, the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph talks about how a person should be a Shalish Adam Shnosav, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, and the Gemara says, wait a second, Mi Yad Kamachai, how does a person know how long he's going to live? That he's not going to start learning Mishnah till he's 40 years old, he's not going to start learning Talmud till he's 80 years old on the chance that he's going to live to 120, and what if he dies at the age of 40 or 50 or 60, so he's just never going to get to Talmud? So the Gemara says, no, it has to be that you divide it up more wisely, you divide it up by the days, right? That's what the Gemara in Kiddushin says. So how does one envision learning Kabbalah? Person's going to wait till he's 40 years old to learn Kabbalah, and what if he dies then? And he never gets to really delve into Kabbalah. So it's mistaver that it should have to be learned at a younger age if one plans on learning it, because otherwise a person doesn't know that he's going to make it. In the raya that he quotes, the Reb Chaim Vital was Marish Olamos on the Chiyuv to learn Kabbalah, and he said, and the Reb Chaim Vital, when he discusses the Chiyuv to learn Kabbalah, he goes through what qualifications you need, and he never mentions an age qualification for the learning of Kabbalah. So it seems from the Gemara in Kiddushin, from the Sefer Abris, from Chaim Vital, that there is no age qualification. In fact, Rav Kook, Zichron Levracha, who obviously was a very was a very big expert in Kabbalah, says that Rav Kook writes in a letter that he works very hard that Talmidei Chachamim should be aware of the fact that it's important to be osek in the pnimius haTorah, in the nistar element of Torah, and he says that people when they're young have to at least yom biyomo shoh shatayim, every day learn a little bit, learn an hour of Kabbalah, something like that. Rav Kook says not too much. When you get older, you learn a lot more. But he says when a person's young, you have to become familiar with the language. If a person, now there is a difference between a person putting his kochos into Kabbalah and just picking up the language of Kabbalah. You try to open up a Noam Elimelech, you try to open up even a Sfas Emes. If you're not versed at all in some of the Kabbalistic concepts, you have no idea what it's talking about. So some would say, fine, so I won't know what it's talking about. I'll learn other Sfarim. There are other things I need to focus on. But, someone who's learning Hasidic Sfarim has to have some basic knowledge of Kabbalah, but it doesn't mean that he's emphasizing and focusing on Limud HaKabbalah. Rav Kaduri also apparently said that you don't need to wait till you're 40 years old to learn Kabbalah. What do all these people do with the Gemara and Chagiga, that you need to be 50, that you need to be older to learn Kabbalah? So a few answers. First of all, Sar Chamushim may not mean that you have to be 50 years old. It may mean that you need to know Chamish Chumshei Torah. So a person has to be very well versed in Chumash first. Also, it could be that we don't paskin like that la halacha, because in the Gemara over there quotes Rabbi Zeira that you give Chachmas HaKabbalah to anyone who's libo doig bekirbo, anyone who's qualified regardless of age. It's not an age qualification, and the Shari Ora suggests that that also may have only been talking about learning Maisa Merkava, Maisa Bereshis, which is more of a practical Kabbalah, more of a Kabbalah to do things with the Chachmas HaKabbalah, as opposed to just learning Kabbalah in general. Now, must one learn Kabbalah? I don't think one must learn Kabbalah. Rav Shechter always, when I was in Rav Shechter's shir, he was, he must have been, 57, 58 or at the time, and I remember he once quoted a Zohar, and he said, I didn't see the Zohar inside. They say you have to be 40 to learn Zohar, so I don't learn Zohar yet. He was joking. He was already well past 40, but still, he's saying that that's not our business. We don't, we don't have to focus on these things. Maybe it's a different shir for a different time to discuss how much a person is required to be Malik Kreso b'shasu poskim before a person learns Kabbalah. But today we're just talking just broadly in terms of this issue of, is there an age that one needs to reach before one learns Kabbalah? So we do have certainly the Shach and others who suggest that there should be some age where a person reaches some level of maturity. But then on the other end, we have many others that seem to suggest that if you wait too long, you may never get there. And mi lanu gadol me'arizal me'ramchal, that never reached the age of 40 and yet were certainly osek b'chachmas hanister. So you have to assume elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, that each approach is a valid approach. It's interesting. I was reading Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. There's a book of an interview of a guy who had conversations with Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Rabbi Sabato, and Rav Lichtenstein. And they asked Rav Lichtenstein about learning Kabbalah and learning Zohar. He says, I have to confess, I learn Zohar every once in a while, and I am enthralled by Zohar. I was like shocked that Rav Aaron would learn Zohar. And he said, but most of my knowledge in Kabbalah, I just know from what I was able to pick up from my father-in-law, from the Rav. Which was doubly shocking, that that's what his knowledge of Kabbalah was, from what he was able to pick up from the Rav, that the Rav would even have learned Kabbalah. But again, elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, that there are those who focus on it and those who learn it at a younger age, but certainly what one's primary focus at a younger age obviously is supposed to be in the meat and potatoes of Shas uposkim. And then later on in life, that's where Rav Yaakov Hillel writes, that Rav Kaduri, was it Rav Kaduri? He said, yeah, Rav Kaduri was a dayan in the Chosh Mishpat. He wrote Svarim on Chosh Mishpat. And then when he was 80, he started, he became a big makubal. He became known as a very big makubal, and he started emphasizing Kabbalah. But it was Malik Kreso. Rav Yaakov Hillel says, when a Kabbalist comes to town and he says that I'm going to, do his thing, he's going to read your forehead or whatever he's going to do, he says the first thing that the Rabbanim in town should do, Rav Yaakov Hillel says, is they should invite him to say a shir in the local kailo. you know, take people who are lomdim, who really know, and let him say a shir. And if he says no, thank you, and he can't, then that's not a person you want to be your makubal. That a person has to be, certainly has to be malik kreso first, but in terms of the age, it's not so clear that there's a specific age limit.